A reading from Mark, chapter 10, verses 28 through 31. Peter began to say to Jesus, "Look, we have left everything and followed you." Jesus said, "I give you my word. There is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or land for my sake and the sake of the good news, who will not receive a hundredfold now in this age, houses, brothers, sisters, mothers and children, and land, with persecution besides, and in the age to come, eternal life. Many who are first shall come last, and the last shall come first." The Gospel according to Mark. In today's reading, Jesus assures the disciples that the choices they have made to follow him on the journey are the right choices. What Peter has perceived as happening has happened. But there is more. So much more. To grasp the meaning of our verses 28 through 31, we must look at the verses immediately preceding, specifically verses 17 through 27. In this previous passage, we hear the story of the rich man who comes to Jesus to say, "What more must I do to share in everlasting life?" Recall how Jesus answers this man. First, the text tells us, he looked at him with love. Then, Jesus asked him to give away all he possesses to the poor. And we also know, at that point, the man goes away sad, for he has many possessions. We cannot help but sigh as he walks away. This is precisely where today's gospel picks up. It is at the end of this scene. Peter sees the man walk away too, just as we do. Peter heard all that had been said between the man and Jesus. He listened, even perhaps more intently, to Jesus' explanation that follows of the impossibility of one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God, seemingly impossible, but not impossible for God. Peter has an aha moment. The text reads, "He was moved to say." Other texts, "Look!" The exclamation, "Look!" It is as though Peter is considering, analyzing the many choices he and the other disciples made to come this far in following Jesus, while he is listening throughout the previous verses. Peter intuits that they have done what the rich man could not. We can almost hear his unspoken conclusion, "We have done that one more thing." There is an exuberant realization dawning on Peter as he declares, "We have put everything aside to follow you." And this time, Jesus agrees with Peter. It is not a half-hearted, tolerance-laden agreement. Jesus replies, "Yes, Peter, in fact, I give you my word. Truly, I tell you, I give you my word, Peter. You can count on my honesty, my sincerity, my care and concern for you. I give you my word, Peter." With this phrase, it is as if Jesus reaches out and appreciatively grabs Peter's hand. "We're getting there, my friend. We are getting there, yes. You have given up everything to walk the way with me." Jesus, knowing full well that he is on the way to Jerusalem, an insight into the truth of walking Jesus' way that Peter and the disciples have yet to comprehend, Jesus takes the opportunity to walk Peter deeper into this truth. Jesus sees his friend standing on a threshold of understanding, the same threshold you and I stand so many, many times when it comes to walking the way with Jesus. So yes, as Jesus figuratively takes Peter by the hand, he takes our hand too and proceeds to lead each of us more deeply into the truth, as though we are descending stair steps. Jesus enumerates, anyone who has left home, brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, children, even land, for my sake and the sake of the gospel, will receive, we walk more deeply down into the truth, 100-fold more homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and persecution as you come into the land of eternal life. Recall for a moment what cultural impact and importance each of these things are for a first century Mediterranean Jew. Each one, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, father, home, even property, land, define who the individual person is through relationship. In a dyadic culture, there is no self-identity away from the group, the clan, the home, the family. So, for Peter to list these very things, he does get what he and the others have left, have given over to follow Jesus. When Peter uses the phrase, we have left everything, this is what Peter means. Jesus, acknowledging this first step of Peter's and the disciples into the comprehension of the good news, takes us all a few steps deeper. Following Jesus gives new definition to relationship and identity. All the ways we related to the world before we made the choice to follow Jesus on the way for the sake of the good news are immutably changed. When one is joined with Christ, she is a new creation. All the former kinships, alliances, priorities, connecting, binding, now take shape and meaning through our relationship with Christ. In Christ, the scales fall away from our eyes, and we begin to see, just ever so slightly, that it is all about relationship. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Live on in my love. As the Father has loved me, so I love you. Love one another as I have loved you. As disciples, we become one with them, Jesus and the Father, and through them, we become one with each other. We become one with each mother, each sister, each brother, each father, each child, each home, each land. Is there anyone listening to this preaching now who has not had the scales of doing cloud our eyes? We can become so intent on doing justice, doing advocacy, doing ministry, doing career, doing according to the teaching of the church, doing, that we can miss the truth Jesus speaks in this gospel passage today. It is about relationship, not about doing. relating, not completing, competing, saving the world. However good these intentions might be, it is all about relationship. The good news calls us to be with each other in such kinship that we are born into a new community. Better stated, we wake up, become aware of the relationship we are in Christ. Our doing can so easily sidetrack us from the person in front of our eyes. We can possess our doing with such fierce tenacity that we fail to feel the soil and moisture beneath our feet. A reverence for the air we breathe. We can possess our doing with such conviction that we fail to notice the color of the eyes of the beggar, the shape of the face of the woman beside us, the laugh line in the face of the one we see every single day, be it at work or home. This happens as it does for the rich man because we are possessing our doing. Peter catches a glimpse of the truth when he sees the look of love on Jesus' face as Jesus looks at the rich man walking away. What Jesus offered the rich man was a relationship to him, to the Father, to eternal life through the other, through loving concern of the other, in this case, the poor. Peter begins to compare the doing of the disciples to the doing of the rich man. He saw a small light of the truth glimmer through the look of love on Jesus' face. But he did not keep his eyes on the look of love long enough. Like us, he went right to comparison, wondering where his efforts fit, how he measured up to what he was hearing. Peter was doing again. Jesus' response is a tender one. I give you my word. Truly, I tell you, I assure you, the look you saw was indeed one of love. I love him as I love you. I love the one who chooses to follow me, just as I love the one who does not. Because the love I share with the Father, the love that animates me and breathes in me so that I may share eternal life, this love is the Word, the same Word through which all things came into being. All of you. Mother, sister, brother, father, child, home, yes, even land are one in me, just as I am one in the Father and the Father is one in me. To follow me is to become a new creation. To follow me is to become one with creation. As a new creation in Christ, we are about interrelationships and interdependence. How we live shapes the lives of those with whom we share the planet. How do we respond, how will we respond, to the tender assurance, I give you my word? What must we do so that we can respond as tenderly, as trustingly to the people who walk beside us on the street, in the market, work beside us, live beside us, even those who reach out to us begging? How do we say, I give you my word? How will I say, I give you my word. I give you my word that we are one to our soil, our water, our atmosphere, all the species that complete our planet. Jesus invites us today to dispossess ourselves of the doing, the comparing, the competing. Instead, today he offers us his hand, inviting us with him into a deeper truth. Like Jesus, we too can offer our look of love and give our word that you are mother, sister, brother, child, father. Yes, even home to me. And together, we inherit the land of eternal life.